Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And great to have a chat this morning to Julie Baird, manager from the Newcastle Museum. And I rang Julie a couple of minutes ago and she said, Todd, do you mind having burpy farty noises in the background? And I've never had anyone ask me that question before, but it's just like another morning on the Todd Sargent Show. Hello.
Good morning. How are you? Well, look, I've got to make sure, you know, I don't want the exhibition to offend you in some way.
Are you sure it's the exhibition? Come on, fess up.
Oh, look, believe me, when you hear the sound, I am sure it's the exhibition.
You know, this one really caught my eye because I was watching this, and I don't know why, it was a couple of hours of my life I'll never get back again, but I was watching the second Independence Day movie over the weekend. And the thing I love about this exhibition at the museum is the whole premise is based around if an alien came down to Earth and tried to work out what the human body did. Now, I've got to tell you, the aliens in Independence Day, they weren't overly nice. Hopefully the aliens that you're thinking of are going to be nicer.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things, you know, normally at the museum we do things about dinosaurs or we do things about space or the deep ocean or things that are outside of ourselves and kind of big issues. And for this one, I really love it because it's about something that is with all of us. It's about our own bodies and it's trying to work out how they work because we just assume that bodies are bodies and everyone's is the same. So it's really interesting to find out how it actually works.
And it's true, isn't it? Because I just work on the theory, if I get up and I can walk and everything's okay, then my body's doing fine for the day, so the world is looking fabulous.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, it's good to have goals, yes, and that does mean it's fabulous. And I guess for us, there's all sorts of things that perhaps you don't get to find out, the things inside. So what makes farts and how long are your large intestines and all this kind of stuff that unless you're a medical person, you normally don't get to see.
Where do you start to get the props for a display like this? Because I wouldn't assume there'd be too many artificial long intestines lying around for you to do that.
No. And look, this has come to us from Perth. This is the first time we've done a show from the Science Centre in Perth, SciTech. And so they're great at making things that simulate it. So, you know, when you're trying to find out about, you know, it sounds like I'm obsessed with farts this morning, but we've got an actual machine called Pull My Finger where you can actually change what you eat and drink and then it will talk about the different human reactions to that. See, now I had no idea that turmeric milk and lactose intolerance sounded a bit like this one. This is the, supposedly the nastiest choice that you can make.
Oh, you'd feel better though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know. But for kids, you know, I guess that kind of thing, that creating excitement about how does your nose work? How do you smell? What does a bed of nails feel like is really great, fun stuff.
And the thing is, you hit the nail on the head with the kids because they will ask the questions that adults want to ask but are too embarrassed to ask.
I know, kids are great like that. And they always ask their parents the questions. They always assume parents know things. This is a really great way to, you know, answer some of those questions about things. And things that I didn't know, I didn't realise that women had better peripheral vision than men.
Really?
That's why women can always catch you out if you're looking at another woman, because they've got bigger peripheral vision.
Damn nature.
I know, right? So it's, you know, for me, like, I've been on this earth an awful long time and I'm still learning stuff.
I want to ask you the question too. If you put a deposit down on the fart machine, because I'm thinking that you're not going to get your bond back, because I reckon that would be the go-to for the kids the minute they run in, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. And the pull the intestines out. You know, that's a big favourite as well. That's been really popular.
So, and what kind of feedback are you getting from the people? Are they loving the interactiveness of it?
Yeah, and everything. That's the thing. There's about 23 interactives in all. So there's always stuff that you could do and you get to press the button and pull the finger and do this and, you know, lie on the bed of nails. So every single element in this show is something to do. So particularly over the Christmas break, we thought this was an awesome thing so families could come and everyone can get a go. And kids love that kind of stuff. That's the way they learn.
And what is the bed of nails like?
Not too bad, actually. Everyone was really terrified. And so no one was going to go on it. So I got to be the guinea pig to see, you know, how it felt. It's actually quite nice. You know, because you're nice and spread, I wouldn't want to be a Shaolin monk and perhaps have some granite broken on my stomach. But, yeah, it's not as bad as you think.
The list goes on and on of the amazing things that the museum manages to bring to the city, and it's going to be around for a long while, right through until January. Thank you very much, Julie. I'm going to go and let you pull that finger again, and thanks for taking the time.
Fantastic. Thank you for taking the time with the museum.
I've got to say, it looks like a lot of fun, doesn't it? It's the humanoid discovery at the Newcastle Museum through till January, so a chance to go and line up and pull the finger.
2NURFM 103.7.